DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Now, I want to make it clear here, and I'm sure intern Rich. Actually, you know, let's bring Rich on now. So Sean will need his at bat music. Or at mic music, rather. Which I'm sure Sean is frantically looking for right now. Give me warning before you do that. Rich is one of our interns in the at mic music. At mic music.
There we go. Some angriness. Rawr.
It's what we play, much like a baseball game, every time somebody joins the show on our intern crew. So, hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Rich.
Good
morning.
I'm jealous.
We're doing good. How's
it with you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's going to be 75 and sunny today, and we're going to soak up every minute of it.
Nice.
Hey, Rich, you used to live out here in L.A., right?
I did. That's why I wish I was out there with you.
Were you on a TV show when you were out here?
What's that? Actually, no, the TV shows, I was in Wilmington, North Carolina. I was a Dawson's Creek boy.
Oh.
Gotcha. Nice.
Well, people are going to ask, people who are big fans of the Creek, what role did you play?
What's that? Oh, you know, I was just a lonely guy in the background and some random. I was like probably like one of those stars that you saw and had no idea who she was. That's
uh-huh.
me. I'm like,
okay.
You know, the waiter, the guy in the background, the guy with no name.
Your man with blue hat.
Man with blue hat, man
yeah.
shooting pool.
But you're still
you
in the credits.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's more TV shows than I've been in.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, Rich, we're going to have you hone up your acting skills and read this email. We got an email Tracy got an email, from a listener seeking some advice from us. And it was just so fascinating. We were going to have him on, and then he decided not to join us. But the email was so fascinating that we still want to talk about it and try to get him some advice if he happens to be listening. So, Rich, if you would please share the email with us that Tracy has given you that came from one virtual listener, and obviously because he's not on with us, we'll keep him anonymous. So take out any names or anything like that. But, Rich, the floor is yours, and the phone lines are open, 404-741-Q100 for advice. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, so the topic here we have here is, I have a problem. I need a guy's advice. What's the topic headline?
Well, as we learned earlier in the show, there are no guys left on the Burt Show. But we will try.
So we'll do our best here. First off, I'm a huge fan of the show. I have been for about 6 years now. My problem is this. I'm a 20-year-old straight guy, and when I meet people, they assume I'm gay. It's never really been a problem until now. I don't know how many times I've been talking to someone who I just met, and they say, oh, I thought you were gay. In high school, I was in drama club, and it was a good mix of cliques. It was a good mix of cliques in school. Jocks, smart kids, weird kids, you get the picture. People in the hallway would say stuff and I would just ignore it. I never let it get to me because I'm one of those people who think, if I know myself, why should I care what others think? At the beginning of March, I took my best friend to a Britney Spears concert at Phillips Arena for her 21st birthday as a present.
Rich. I just want to make sure that I'm accurate here. We've got drama club.
Yes.
And Britney Spears show.
Right.
That is correct so far.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was a present for his friend.
I know. Okay. I'm just writing down.
Okay.
I'm making a list,
take your notes.
An evidentiary list, if
right.
you will.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I was talking to this girl sitting in front of me, and we started talking about Perez Hilton. Did you write that one down?
Got it.
For some
talking
reason.
About Perez,
she said something along the lines of, "As a gay man, I'm sure you understand." I said, "Oh, well..." I said, "Well, I'm not, so I guess I don't understand." She turned around with a red face, and we didn't speak for the rest of the concert. That didn't really bother me. Last week, however, I was at a friend's party, and one of my good friends, who I have known for a few years, and I were talking. She said something funny, and I said it reminded me of an episode of Will and Grace. She looked at me weird and asked, "Are you sure you're not gay?" That struck a chord with me. I've grown up in a house with my sisters and mother, and so I assume I am probably in touch with my feminine side a little more than the average guy. In high school, I was always the fat, funny guy. I've never been on a date, had a girlfriend, or kissed a girl. I've never had the time for it, and I realize that doesn't help my case with people. But I'm sick and tired of defending myself for something as petty as this. Every girl I've been interested in has always put me in the friend zone. I'm a guy interested in the celebrity and news and music. And I have realized this is a huge contributor to these assumptions. I had to sit back and analyze my iTunes, and I came to the assumption I have the iPod of a gay man. What music do masculine guys listen to? I never thought that the music I listen to could make people think this. How do I act more straight? I don't even know how to phrase the question. How do I act more masculine? I guess the real question I'm asking is, how do I get people to stop assuming I'm gay? I've always been the type of person who thinks they need... If you need to overly defend yourself, it's probably true what people are assuming of you. I don't know how to approach a situation without getting caught in a mental catch-22. Do you have any advice? I would appreciate any you have.
That's always a tough situation, too. Wow. We've all met people, like guys. I think it's more prevalent with guys where you would meet a guy who's very feminine and you assume he's gay, but then you meet his wife and you're like...
Well, no.
Really?
It can translate to women, too. There's some women that you've seen that, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, I wonder where her girlfriend is. And then her
she's
husband,
a friend of Melissa's.
And then her husband walks up and you're like, huh. You're like,
look at there. Wow, look at that little gender bender.
My.
Really? Well, fooled me.
See, now, here's what I would say. Like, if this is just a situation where he was getting, you know, his friends were giving him grief or saying, oh, my God, you know, you've got Britney Spears on your iPod or whatever, then you just say, whatever, grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shut up. It's a good song.
Yeah, and you just let it go. But this is affecting his dating life.
Like, well, it's affecting his whole life. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like his friends assume so, strangers assume so, and he's starting to almost question himself. But, I mean, I think he just has to ask himself, has he ever been attracted to a man, physically attracted to a man?
Well, I think he would have said that. Like, he has no problem saying that he went to a Britney Spears show where he talked about Perez Hilton and Will and Grace.
Right.
You know, at the show. So I think if he said, there's a couple guys that I think are hot, then I think...
Well, it's one thing.
Then Melissa's. It's,
right. Yeah, then we'll, hand over the case to Melissa.
Well, because when we read the email, I thought, he has a lot of, if we're in a courtroom.
There's a lot of evidence.
This is a case.
If we're trying him.
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence, my friend. But, I mean, because I'm trying to determine whether if a guy just, you know, because there are some guys that aren't like testosterone-y, like over testosterone. There are some guys that just don't have as much testosterone. And so they are seriously interested in things that stereotypically women are interested in. So I'm trying to decipher whether he's just one of those guys that, you know what, I don't have a lot of testosterone. I do like celebrity gossip. I do like Perez Hill. I do like all these things. And the people that I relate to on that is a bunch of women. But I don't, it's just a fine line because, I mean, there's so much that is stereotypical that he's surrounded himself with.
He's never kissed a girl, never been on a date with a girl,
right.
And it's because he doesn't have time. You have time.
Well, and he's buddies with all these girls. Well, again, that's the testosterone thing where he doesn't, and I'm saying testosterone just to kind of whatever it is, that he's not aggressive enough to try to kiss one of these friends he's got.
He says, though, that the girls always put him in the friend zone. Like, he doesn't get girls that are romantically attracted to him. He just becomes their friend.
But he could practice kissing. Don't guys practice kissing when they're younger?
Yeah, but what do you mean?
Like, I mean, he's never kissed.
Never kissed a girl. I don't know.
I mean, we
would have to take calls from gay guys, too, because, I mean, I'm, you know, trying to represent. But,
oh, that's really going to throw him, is if we get a bunch of gay guys helping him be more straight.
Well, I'm just saying that if a gay guy says, you know, look, honey, you know, because gay men are pretty active, and so is the fact that he hadn't kissed a girl does not make him gay.
Hey,
like,
you
know what I'm saying?
Hey, right, Melissa, welcome to the Bird Show, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your comment?
He actually sounds like one of the perfect guys. I actually dated a guy that wound up being one of the most healthy relationships I've ever had, that upon first meeting, I thought he was gay too.
But
really?
It's not a bad thing.
I totally hear what you're saying, but you have to admit, and Wendy and Jen and listener Melissa, I'll answer this honestly. If you meet a guy like that, don't you automatically put him in the friend zone the minute you...
Yeah, I think you always have that question.
I mean, I think to me, a guy goes in the friend zone if you're not physically attracted to him, regardless of whether he's more masculine, more feminine, whatever.
I disagree, because the guy that I dated, you know, he was very charismatic. He was just very outgoing, and I first thought he was gay. Once he told me he wasn't, at that point, it changed the whole scenario. We hung out for about 6 months before we even started dating, and it turned out to be a better thing. We were friends first, then relationships.
I guess it depends on what you're attracted to. If you're attracted to a guy like that, I mean, then that's what you're attracted to.
Hey, Travis, welcome to the Burt Show. How are you?
These two aren't attracted to guys like that.
How are you, Travis?
Fantastic, sir.
Hey.
I went to a church where the youth minister was predominantly raised by his mother and his four older sisters, and he was of the same way, I guess. He was more into the more feminine things because he had more of a feminine influence. Mm-hmm. I think people are getting him confused with more or less along the lines of metrosexual. You know, that he's a guy, he's a man, he's straight, but he does like these other more current issues. And, I mean, basically what he's going to have to do is find something that crosses over into something that's more masculine. Like, for instance, if he's crafty and he has ability to do certain things, maybe he had to cross over to something that's a little bit more... I guess, you know, man cave type deal,
crafty.
Like
those
woodworking, furniture making, stuff like that. I mean,
like doing those carvings out of doing those carvings out of tree trunks with chainsaws. Like, he could do that when he puts Britney Spears on his iPad.
Well, he could do the set design for, you know, some theatrical production.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Burt Show.
And that would make it more straight. I was being sarcastic.
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to say that my boyfriend of 2 years now was the quiet guy in high school, and everybody assumed that he was gay. But once you got to know him, he was totally into sports, knew more sports than most of my masculine guy friends. And the iPod has, you know, the emo music, you know, that you would assume. But we've been dating for two years now. So, you know, people just had those assumptions of him because he was the quiet one. He dresses really nice. You know, he's not, I don't know, the athletic type, but at the same time, you know, he's not confused all the time. And you know, like I said, we've been dating for 2 years, and he said, you know, the guy said that he didn't like defending himself if he knows, and this is going to be a deal.
Then there's nothing to defend himself against.
Yeah, it does feel like if you become defensive about it, then you're trying to hide something. And it sounds like from this email, he's not trying to hide anything. He's putting it all out there. But I think that we should set this guy up. Because it sounds like he needs help with dating, right?
Right.
So, and he can't get past the friend zone. So we need to find women like our caller right here, whose boyfriend, you know, everybody assumed was.
Right.
And maybe have her help us select the women that would be good to set him up with. Maybe set him up on 3 different dates and then follow up with those girls to see how it went. You know, do they think that he's gay? Do they put him in the friend zone immediately? Or maybe he can find a love connection with someone who's going into it knowing, you know, this is a guy who's straight, who, you know, maybe isn't your typical macho dude.
So we're doing the Hey, I'm Not Gay dating game.
I think so.
That's a good name.
I think it would work.
I think one important thing, it seems that, you know, y'all, because I'm always trying to defend, like, gay men and lesbians. Like, don't stereotype. Don't assume this. You know, there's a diverse group of people within each community that you have your guys that are very slick and clean cut. Then you have your gruff guys. Like, not every gay guy is like this guy's describing himself as, you know what I mean? So it's good now that we're going over to the straight man world and saying
same thing.
Straight men are diverse, not all straight men are into sports, not all straight men are, you know, building things and, you know, talking about all these, you know, sports and brr, and sometimes
girl
they do
man,
like
or fire,
yeah, exactly. So it's good that
hunting,
it's showing that,
and arrows.
And there's obviously women who prefer the guys that aren't so, you know, gruff.
Well, and trust me, if we could date gay men, we would. Okay.
Hey, Mike, you'll be the very last call we take on the topic. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, love the show. this
Thank
guy
you very much.
So used it to his advantage.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's the bragging rights. Imagine the bragging rights to straight girls to be the one to convert the gay guy straight. I don't know what it is. Something about your eyes. Maybe your personality. I just really want to kiss you or something.
You're a different woman.
So use it to his advantage.
Oh, that's true.
Yes,
he can only use it to be a player, though. He couldn't use it to get in a real relationship.
I do not endorse that, by the way.
When he's like... The part about the Britney Spears show and like the girls are all talking to him and stuff, like his perfect response is, no, I thought you were gay. He's like, I'm not gay. I'm just like Britney Spears. What girl's not going to be a little bit intrigued by that and be like, really?
Yeah.
Because I like Britney Spears.
Wait a second. So this listener may be the ultimate player, and we just haven't recognized
it
yet.
True.
Neither is he.
I say we get producer Tracy on it, and we see if we can set him up on a few blind dates and get him over the... He needs a straight guy slump buster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he needs to get through this bad stage.
Well, he needs to kiss a girl.
He needs to make out with
somebody. He hasn't even done that yet.
So yes. Tracy will call him today and see if she can get him to agree to be a part of it, and we could actually do it this week and he could date over the 3-day weekend.
Yeah, cool. We should definitely do that, and then we'll have the women come back and report for us. He doesn't ever have to come on the air.
He loved it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here is Beth, who thinks that she has met her dream guy. And, you know, there is a fine line about getting aggressive about, you know, meeting that dude, because guys like a woman with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fine line of stalking also.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's kind of tiptoeing on that line a little bit. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm fascinated because if you think you're stalking, you probably are.
Save that. That's sweet. So what's going on? Who is this guy?
So I haven't actually met this guy yet. I had a cell phone that was not good and it broke. And I was at a party and I was talking to a friend and telling her about my stupid cell phone. And she was like, oh, a friend of mine has a friend who's selling a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. So basically, like, it was too, like, early in my cell phone contract to get the upgrade and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, great, I'll buy this phone from the friend of a friend of a friend. And so, like, we emailed and we arranged a place to meet. Like, we both go to the same school. And so I bought this phone from her, and, like, I was just planning to go home, switch the SIM card, and, like, done, have a new phone, you know? I, like, turn the phone on, and there's, like, 60 or 70 pictures that this person didn't erase from the phone. And I was like, that's weird. So I was just looking because I was curious. Like, it's my phone now. And I was, like, flipping through all the pictures, and there is this, like, unbelievably gorgeous guy in a ton of the pictures. This is, like, potentially the most handsome man that I've ever seen in my whole life.
Okay.
Seriously. It's basically like I get to see this guy in all phases of his life. Like, there's some that he's, like, dressed up to go out. There are some where he's playing sports. I mean, it's just, like, everything that I like doing, he's doing.
Okay, that was good.
And I could tell where he was because, like, he was in a lot of local places. And I'm, like, looking and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see where I figured out where he works. I can see where he likes to hang out.
Hilarious.
Because there's, like, a bunch of pictures of him at this one place, and he's wearing, like, different outfits, so obviously he goes there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, my goodness. Someone basically just handed me this thing and said, here is information about this guy, and, like, you can figure out a lot about his life by looking at these pictures.
Okay, now here's what I like about this, because it's not just about one hot guy. You say that he's in a whole bunch of different scenarios, and you've made a connection with, like, what he likes to do, you like to do, so there's more than just him being hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like there's things that he likes to do that I was like, that's exactly what I like to do on the weekend. That's exactly the person I would love to hang out with. Like, he just seems really, really cool, and which makes him even more hot, you know?
I think the funny thing is the fine line of stalker or not stalker is the fact that you didn't take the pictures doesn't make you a stalker, but you get to mm-hmm. enjoy the pictures and learn
so
about him.
How are you connected to the girl? Was it a girl you got the cell phone from?
Friend of a friend of a friend.
Couldn't you just follow that trail, though, even though you're not directly in touch with that guy? Couldn't you follow this sort of windy trail to get to the guy?
Well, I actually kind of thought, like, you know, that specific one place that I was like, wow, he hangs out there a lot. Like, he's in at least five different outfits at that place. I was like, why don't I just go there this weekend? Happen to meet him. Well, I mean, the chances that he would be there are great. You know, we can make it as if it's sort of like a chance encounter. And is that stalking or is that just me sort of creating my own destiny?
Let me go ahead and wax philosophical here. And let's talk about destiny.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
You know, we need to get you some destiny.
Here we go.
All right, so here you go.
I got to talk
She needs a phone at a certain time.
Oh, no. Mm.
Through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, she ends up with this phone with this guy's picture on it, right? Mm-hmm. In all these different scenarios, she's making a connection with the guy. If she shows up to where she thinks he's going to be this weekend and he happens, I mean, there's a million things to do in this city. If he happens to be there when she's there this weekend and they hit it off, aren't those signs of destiny?
Don't you think he's going to be there with his girlfriend, the girl's phone, who had, like, all the millions of pictures of her boyfriend on it?
Are there pictures of him with other women? Because I don't think she's ever said that.
No, but I'm saying, who has a phone filled with pictures of themselves by themselves?
Somebody took those pictures.
Somebody took those pictures.
It's kind of like you're psychic. Because basically, I am, like, questioning whether or not the girl who, like, the friend of a friend of a friend girl that I bought the phone from is his girlfriend. Because there are some pictures that they're in together. So that's sort of like the one twist. But it's not like she's a friend, you know, not like she's someone I really know. We go to the same school and that's about it.
Nobody has that many pictures of the same person on their phone unless they're in a relationship with them.
That makes mm-hmm. sense.
Or unless the girl who used to own the phone is a stalker.
I take a lot of mirror shots, just so you know.
Who?
Mirror shots? I do.
Well, that's you. You're in a special class by yourself.
Indeed you are.
You're a little only child over there.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. Listen, sweetie, don't Sherlock Holmes this stuff anymore. Just ask the friend of a friend of a friend. I mean, kudos to you for wanting to make your own destiny, but dang.
Dang.
Ask.
You say it's not nearly as complicated as she's making it.
No, it's not. I mean, honestly, come on. If you know these people well enough, just ask them, girl. Shoot, it ain't gonna hurt.
No,
I'm telling you. I don't know her that well.
Well, I love the Sherlock Holmes reference, but she has already gone on that phone, and some of those pictures, she has already imagined the fact that she took those pictures and not the other person.
She's
probably giggled and already created a conversation, you know, between them.
This guy sells his next phone. They're going to be like, look, there's a great-looking guy in all these pictures and a weird girl behind him. Every picture.
How many
just
pictures?
Just staring.
How many pictures have his shirt off?
Probably like 15 or so.
How many pictures are on the phone?
Said like
I don't know that he
pictures.
Dates girls then.
Like 60 or 70, like a lot.
She, the girlfriend then, is potentially taking pictures of him playing sports without a shirt on his own phone. Why wouldn't she do that on her phone?
No, unless I'm it is just her saying phone. That she could be, you know, the old phone owner could be best friends with a gay guy, is what I'm saying. Yeah. If he's got a lot of pictures with his shirt off and he said he's really hot.
Sorry, straight guys.
Sorry, but
yeah, I mean,
well, but I mean, it's not. Yeah. I
See,
mean,
here's the facts that Jen knows: straight guys are not attractive, especially
not
with their shirts off.
As gay guys with their shirts off. I'm serious.
So you got one of two ways to pursue this: either you follow the chain of emails back to him and get more details as you go along. Or you go to, like, the bars that he's hanging out with on Friday and Saturday nights and see if you meet him spontaneously, quote unquote, and find out that way.
But if I go, then it's not, it wouldn't be like stalking. It would just sort of be.
Well, if you go, then you create the situation meeting him and,
yes,
you know.
I don't think it's stalking.
It's like investigative work.
Yeah, this, you know, and if it does work out and Bert's destiny does prevail, then this is a story you don't tell him for a long time. Like,
yeah.
25th anniversary.
And it's like a funny thing we laugh about later.
Later.
Yeah. Like, you don't tell him later. Until your 20th wedding anniversary.
Exactly.
Way later, yes. Okay?
All right, so your homework assignment is to go to the place that he hangs out at on the weekends and then go.
Okay.
All right, Beth, when you get a little further along in the process, give us a call back. I'd love to know what's up.
Okay, cool.
All right, bye-bye.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, let's refresh your memory here with Cynthia from a couple of days ago.
I love my cousin and I want to help her, but there's like a long history here of irresponsibility, and I feel like that should not be rewarded. Our grandmother gave us both a substantial amount of money that would have paid for 3 out of 4 years of college. Never went to school. She used that money for partying, and, you know, we're 27. She's still living at home. She got pregnant a second time. She doesn't work, and then she had a car accident maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Now she needs surgery on her hand. Her mom called my mom and was like, I'm so sorry to ask, but if you could just give us a little bit for the surgery part and maybe a little towards that, ask my mom for $5,000.
So like Melissa said, this is one of the few cases where it was unanimous advice.
Yeah, our advice was don't give the money.
And
period.
The Bert Show community, too. Everybody calling us saying the same thing.
Because everybody was like, you're not going to get it back. You know, if you give it, it's not like you're lending her the money. You're giving it to her.
She didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the email?
The email suggestion from a listener, because her cousin needed some sort of surgery on her hand, but our listener was concerned that even if she gave her the money, that maybe she wouldn't even spend it on the surgery. She'd spend it on something else. And the suggestion from one of our listeners was she should go to the doctor with her and pay the doctor directly. If she wanted to help her out, pay the medical bill directly at the doctor's office and not just give her the money to pay for the surgery.
Or put a lien on her hand, so if they don't pay it back, you actually,
chop it off.
Yeah, you actually get to keep the hand.
I thought that was a good suggestion we didn't think of.
Cynthia is back with us. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, we thought this was going to be like a 30-second conversation. Your cousin comes into town. She wants the cash. You say no. There's a bit of an argument. We wash our hands of it, and we move on.
Oh, yeah, it has turned into something. I can't even describe how I'm feeling this morning, but there's been a little bit of a debacle over the weekend.
Okay.
It started out, everything was, you know, I was expecting it to be, you know, I was expecting to be confronted, and my mom and I had a long conversation. The day before the barbecue, my mom calls me back and says, listen, I've really been thinking about this. You know, the right thing to do. We really need to think about her children who didn't ask to be brought into this world. We need to help her so that she can get work. We need to help her fix her hand. And I was like, okay. So my mom had this total change. She also said that she was able, my mom was personally able to come up with $2,000. So if I could just give the additional three, everything would be taken care of. So I said, you know what? Okay, I understand. Let's give her another chance and try to help those kids. So we went to the barbecue. My cousin was, like, almost in tears. She was so happy. She said it was really going to help her change her life for the better. And so we gave her the money. Well, I felt pretty good about the decision, even though I knew that she's had a history. Until yesterday. My mom called me last night furious. She's crying. She's, like, can barely catch her breath. She's so angry. And what she told me was she had found out another family member that we had been completely duped. Completely duped. What my cousin is doing is buying a pre-foreclosure home. Her parents want her out of the house. She wants to be out of the house. So the whole family, my cousin's whole family lied to us about what that money was for. So she's out there trying to buy a house with it. And she doesn't have enough money, so what's probably going to happen, she's going to buy the house, and it's not going to work out anyway. We're going to lose all that. So this morning, what I have to do, my mom has decided to cancel her check, and I think I need to cancel my check, and this is going to be a risk that may be irreparable in the family. It's shocking to me.
Wow.
And
so
yet it's not.
Is it that her hand isn't hurt at all?
I mean, it's hurt, but she's been saying that it's completely damaged. She can't work. It's fine. Apparently, it's fine. Apparently, it was a whole.
Well, I hope it works. You got to pay for a mortgage.
404.
You got to sign all those papers.
Q100.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of papers
to sign when you close on a house.
I understand where your mom was coming from here and all, but I mean, you guys knew the history. You knew what she was all about. Mm-hmm. She has shown you in the past what she was all about, and you gave her the cash, and she did with. I mean, it could have been predicted, right?
Now, you know, you just always want to believe that someone is going to try to do better, but to be lied to, like bold-faced lied to.
Right. It's not your fault that she lied. Now, you gave her the checks. You gave her those checks yesterday.
Day before. Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. I would definitely cancel it. I mean,
yeah,
because
it's a bank holiday. My mom was like, call first thing this morning as soon as the bank's open, just cancel them. And then, you know, it's going to be a rift in the family. But this is just ridiculous.
It's going to be a rift in the family anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how is she your cousin? Like, does this make your mom cut off other family members too?
Well, because they lied as well. I mean, everybody sat there and talked about that surgery, you know, the whole time of the barbecue. So, yeah, my mom is. I think that's what's even more devastating. We've kind of always known that my cousin's a little bit of a shadester, but the fact that her parents got involved too.
Yeah.
You know, it really makes me a little bit clearer on how she was raised.
Now, is it possible that she duped her parents also, so they're not in on the whole thing?
No, I think they were in on it, and the problem is they don't have enough money to give her. They gave her some for the house, because $5,000 really wouldn't be enough anyway. So they gave her some, but they were short. So they were just going to...
I think Jen was asking, like, how is her... Your mom, who... Is it her sister or brother's daughter?
It's her
or is it
sister's daughter.
Her sister's daughter. So her and her sister are going to have to cut ties over this?
Oh, it's going to be bad. I mean, my mom, she's pretty, you know, calm and cool-headed, but yesterday it was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Hey, Marie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. You guys should just cancel the check, because even if she buys the house and the anger of knowing how she bought the house is going to put a rift in the family anyway. So if you cancel your check, that it'll all be her problem, you know, it'll be maybe $25, $30 fee. Mm-hmm. That would be nice to give her that to cover their balance check fee, but just cancel it.
Yeah, cancel the check, because she's not spending it on what you offer to pay for. So, I mean, there's no problem
in doing
that.
I think you cancel the check, if they give you any grief, point out the fact that maybe it could almost be fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
what she asked you to do?
They can't give you grief for that.
It was fraud.
Maybe it's because people like to report things that go bad, but I know very few family money transactions that go well.
Yeah.
Because you never hear about them. Like you said, it's not that people don't like to report things that go bad, but if I loan $100 to my parents for something and they pay me back a week later.
You don't say
it's anything. Not a story.
Yeah, it's a non-issue because you like to think that 90% of transactions happen that way. But when you loan someone, what was your total? $3,000 plus your mom's $2,000?
Yeah. Five,
and you're duped for it? Then you tell everybody on the radio. God bless you.
Hey, Doreen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
What I think they should do is they should cancel their check, but start a savings account for the kids. And when they call and want to know why, tell them that you've canceled the checks, you're going to take care of the kids, or at least get them a better start than what apparently she can do. But someone needs to tell them all that she's a bad, bad person.
Edit myself.
Somebody wanted to cuss.
Yeah, there's not many more reasons to take calls, because everybody's saying cancel the check.
Well, it's a relief that yesterday was a holiday, that mm-hmm. you have a chance to cancel the check before she cashed it.
Absolutely. And just, you know, this is a lesson to listen to your gut instinct. You know, we all talked about this last week. We all knew that she had a history, but your gut tells you the right thing to do generally, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. Yeah,
but she tugged on the heartstrings. And, you know, like you said, you weren't making the decision to give her the money for her. It was for her kids and to give her kids a better life.
And then
you
get moms in on it also. And then when you have the aunt pressuring you too.
Uh-uh.
But she showed you what she was before this weekend, you know?
That's right. Well, you guys knew it, and I really appreciate y'all helping.
Yeah, we knew her.
Hey, where is that house?
Her reputation preceded her.
That house that she's going to buy is a pretty good deal right now.
Yeah, probably.
Thanks, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I think in all seriousness, the other day, Jen asked me the question to choose. If I had to choose, who do I love more, which son? Did you ask me that?
You're not going to do this.
No,
are you?
Of course. Oh. I will tell her.
I asked if you had a favorite kid.
I will tell her, and she didn't buy my answer, but it's impossible. Maybe because they're still so young that I can't draw a favorite yet. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Like,
I couldn't.
If your parents had to pick, who would they pick?
That is the worst. I can't believe that is a terrible question. That's devastating to a kid.
Well, you can't ask Bert that.
You can't ask me because my childhood was so jacked up.
All right, if Stacy's parents had to pick, who would they pick? Stacy or her brother?
Don't answer this for anyone else, Bert.
Mm.
Don't do it.
Michelle can answer. Come over here.
But what would your parents say, Jen?
That's what he asked me. And I don't know that they would.
You had an answer.
I know. I don't know that they would say. But my thought would be that my brother is my mom's favorite and I am my dad's favorite. If they were being really honest. But I don't think they would ever.
You're a daddy's girl and he's a mama's boy. So that, like.
As a parent, I really don't think it works that way. At least it doesn't for me.
That's what my parents would say. Absolutely.
I know, no, no. And I
never answer it.
Okay, Bert, answer this honestly
from
right now.
From my perspective, that's what I would say.
Who is your favorite parent?
It's hard for me to say because I don't like either one of them. So I can't answer
that. Who's the least evil of your parents?
Right.
Could you answer for Stacy's family?
For Stacy's
family. This is from your perspective.
That's so
dangerous.
Mean.
Yeah, we are really, really approaching very dangerous ground. And
why? It's just your opinion. It's not what's the truth.
I just don't feel like taking that bait. Based on that last argument that Stacey and I had on the air a couple of weeks ago, I don't know.
Would it be the same thing, like she's her dad's favorite and he's her mom's favorite, like that cross-gender parent?
I know you're trying to rope me in here, but I really don't think that I could. I don't know. I really couldn't tell
Michelle
you.
Michelle broke an ankle jumping up here to get here quickly.
Yeah.
Hold on,
I can give you your music. For
yeah.
I am your
doctor. I make house calls. Have your eyes not.
It seemed a little inappropriate when we were talking about your dad that passed away last night.
I ignored it. He's dancing in heaven.
There you go. What you got?
First of all, they live in Florida, so they don't hear me anyways, but I am both my parents' favorite.
You're sure of that?
Absolutely.
How many?
I mean, they love my sister just as much. They
wow.
do. They do. But I do. Because I've done everything for my mom and dad. I've done everything.
That doesn't mean they like you more.
Oh, yes, they do. Believe me. I got my parents.
Didn't your sister say that your dad's visited you in your dreams? He hasn't even come by her house?
Yeah, so we have that ongoing joke. It's like, girl, daddy don't love you. He's mad at you.
How can you be absolutely sure that your parents love you more?
I wouldn't say they love me more, but I would say they're my favorite. Just because it's your favorite doesn't mean you love that person more. It just means maybe you prefer that person to be around more.
So if they were going to spend money to take one kid on vacation, they would definitely take you.
Absolutely.
Not even close. What is it about your siblings that they've done that your parents don't want to hang out with?
How many children are there total?
One sister who's my older sister, but should have been my younger sister because she's just wild child, just put my parents through everything. But me, I was a good one, man. I did make good grades. I was always I always made up for her mistakes. That's why I'm the favorite. I did everything she didn't do for my parents.
So you're assuming you're the favorite.
No, I know. Even my mom told me.
Is it only because you think you're the good kid?
I told my mom, this is like a month or two ago. I said, Mommy, I said, I know, because my sister and my mom live together. I said, I know, whatever. I'm probably not your favorite anymore or whatever. I think I like yelled at her. I said, I'm sorry feeling it. She goes, you'll always be my favorite.
But your sister wasn't in the room.
But I think I told Vanessa anyways.
You are not allowed to do that.
Because she told your sister the same thing when she was alone.
I know. We said the same thing.
Rachel's phone dropped out, but she was going to say that she's one of eight, and her dad told her that she was
the favorite. Were you alone in the room with them? Then
you couldn't say that. You could not say that with the others around.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think he said it to all of them. Is what my theory is.
Everybody individually?
Yes, everybody individually. They tell each one to make them feel special.
It's like Santa Claus at Christmas time. You're out of earshot of all the other kids, and you're like, you're the good one. You're going to get the toys. And then the next one comes up, you're the good one. You're going
to
get the toys.
The only way that I could answer even a little bit controversial for you that would be honest would be to say that I think Hollis is probably going to be involved in more things that I'm naturally more interested in. Like, I think he's going to be more into sports than Hayden is, but that certainly won't mean that I like him more or love him more. I just think it's going to be easier for me to attend stuff that I have a natural liking to.
Gotcha.
If they were both adults, who would be your friend?
All of us are hanging out. It's impossible. I can't see how a parent could realistically answer that. Hey, good morning, Simone. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Love you guys. I want to listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was just trying to help you guys out. I have five kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always felt like your point is really clear, Bert. It's so hard to decide. But I kind of look at them and I was like different flavors of chocolate candy or, you know, each kid has his own little thing. But my husband's really great about, you know, even when all of them are in the room, my husband will pick out a certain day and go, you know, you're my favorite. And he does it in front of each one of them. But each other day or another day, he'll point out another child and go, you're my favorite today. You know, you're my favorite child. But each kid brings something different. I don't think that I could ever sit there and go, you know, I love it. Each one has such a different quality that you love that you can't say one specifically is better than the other one or that you love that one even more.
I don't believe that.
This may be the topic that we would not get an answer to. Like, if you're a parent right now, we could put you on the voice discussion.
Yes, we will.
You have to say, yes, I love one child more than the other.
Haven't we done that before?
You can pick up.
I think we got calls before.
Yeah, we'll get calls. You can pick up Simone again, and you can just say, all right, look, you're on the voice discussion, and your name's no longer Simone. And she'd be like, okay, well, they've all got their different flavor, but I got to tell you, I prefer butterscotch.
Like, maybe if you have more history with the child, I couldn't do it.
The older they get, maybe.
I realistically could not. I'm not being PC. I
think in my family, my brother is just special. I think he's special to everybody. So I think if there was somebody that's just out of the running, like there's no competition, I think it'd be my brother because he's just this really sweet guy and gets along with everybody. And I think when it comes to my sister and I don't think that there's a favorite, but I do think that we remind, you know, and I've talked about this before, I remind my mother of my dad and my sister, you know, is a lot like my mom. So I think my dad just naturally took to my sister because she reminded him of the woman he married. And my mom and I have always been close, but I think it's because she's gravitated toward me because I remind her of the man she married. So I still don't think it's a favor, but I do think there's other reasons why they like being around us. And it's not us. It's the people that we remind them of, you know.
Good morning, Ashley. You're part of the Bert Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my mom admitted in front of my brother, I'm one of three, I'm the oldest, but my brother and sister both got into a lot of trouble, and my mom admitted in front of my brother that she should have stopped after she had me.
Ouch.
That is one that would never go away.
I would never forget.
That's harsh.
That would hurt.
So bad. Right.
This may be the one call we get. We got a parent on the phone that is willing to say, that she's got one of her children as a favorite.
On or off the voice disguiser?
Voice disguiser. That's the only way we should do this.
Yeah. Okay. Even for their own protection.
We will call her Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi. Yeah, definitely my son.
You have a son and a daughter.
Yep.
Okay.
My son is 2 and my daughter's 5, and it's definitely my son.
Already that young. Why?
Why is that? What's wrong with your daughter?
She's just very clingy and very girly, and he's very much a rough and tough trucks and G.I. Joes and very independent, and she's not. And I just...
Is she clingy to her dad, and that's why you don't like her?
No, she's clingy to everybody. She's one of those little girls that will, like, walk up to strangers on the street and hug them.
What is that?
And you don't like that.
Why does that bother you?
My child's a little too loving.
I can understand that.
I'm not very girly. I just...
Aww, well, you can't relate.
Sense that.
She can't relate.
Is it even close, like, or is it your son is way, 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 way your favorite?
I love my children equally. Mm-hmm. I like my son a whole lot more.
Aww.
If that makes any sense.
You don't like it does.
You don't like your loving little girl.
It makes sense. I mean, it doesn't sound fair and it seems harsh, but
as long as you try not to ever let your daughter feel that from you.
Do you ever like sort of hear yourself?
No, I treat them equally. I would never say that to them. Ever.
I don't say that, but you know, I think sometimes it's that parents don't realize how just the smallest of signals and the smallest of things affect your kids. Your kids read far more than you realize.
She's going to call herself Gloria. She's on the voice disguiser. Hey, Gloria.
Hey.
Hey.
I think there's more that goes into it. I admit my youngest is probably my favorite, but it's because I've always, my ex I obviously has a kind of dislike for him or has always been extremely hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, as a mom, I protect him and mm-hmm. so he has become my favorite and maybe I let things slide a little bit more.
How old are your children?
8 and 11.
Okay.
And it's the 8-year-old that's the favorite?
Yeah. And my older one also has some special needs, and it makes it difficult. But, you know, his father gravitates towards him. They're more similar. And so my little one, I am protective of him because I feel like he's getting not made an example of, but his father is much harder on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't have the special needs.
That plays into it, the dynamics of the family. It's not necessarily that I just chose him. It's that just his whole life, I think I've always stepped up and been kind of his champion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not just, and I'm the favorite in my family, and my dad has told me that, and my sisters know it. So I know that there's certain reasons, you know. So I don't think I love my younger child anymore, but like Bert said, we have more in common. You know, he doesn't want to play computers. He wants to go out and play baseball or tennis or something, and that's me.
I appreciate your honesty with it. I mean, that's what we asked for.
I
don't want to be attached to that call at all.
No.
Good morning, yes, Q100. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Jackie. I just want to make a comment about these mothers.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, I only have one, and I hope that medically I can have another one, so I don't really know firsthand, but I do know that they're your children no matter what, and regardless if you have quote-unquote more in common with them, you do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just think that it's disgusting that they're sitting here saying that I love my oldest more than I love my youngest.
Yeah, I don't know how because in my heart, I just don't know how you could ever really feel that.
No. Ever.
Yeah, it's
ever.
They're part of you. So, it's not computing for me.
You know, and like I said, hopefully I can have another one medically. I don't know if I can. And I hope and pray to God that I can. But I don't know firsthand, but it's just repulsive to me because people that are allowed to have more children probably really don't need to, half of them.
Do you think people who adopt and then have natural children feel differently about their kids?
I would hope not.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I really and truly would hope not. I mean, I guess it's like the same thing as a mixed family, you know, kind of in the back of your head that's your child, so you're going to have a little bit more different feelings for your real child than you are
you know, your stepchildren. Mm-hmm. But when you adopt, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're trying to give them a better life and love them like they're your own.
And
so
it
I
is still your child, yeah.
Well, in using the of same course, analogy that the last Burt Show listener said, though, she gives more attention to the non-special needs mm-hmm. child because she feels he doesn't get enough attention.
Right.
So in an adopted family, maybe there is one parent that's giving more attention to the adopted child.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of my good friends in high school, he was adopted and then because they didn't think they could have children. And then they naturally had a daughter after him. And it's, I mean, I noticed that they, I mean, he never felt like he was anything different, you know, or he mm-hmm. was different from her or whatever. So, I mean, I'm sure it happens, but I think that it just once you adopt a child, I mean, it's your child.
That makes my heart hurt, like, for people that mm-hmm. say that, you know, that they favor one over the other.
Well, at least in the last one's case, I mean, if it's an only kid, you can say you're my favorite and get away with it. But I mean, Jeff's an only kid, so just know what you're getting.
This is The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.